The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast from our good friends at podfriend.com. Then we listen to it, see how long we can hang on. I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are listening to Fingerspace, a fingerboarding podcast. Now, right there off the top, I have no idea what fingerboarding is. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Fingerspace podcast, a weekly show where we deep dive into fingerboard topics. Don't forget to noise bonk that subscribe button. For the record, it's now follow. And dark slide on over to our Discord server. It looks kind of sci-fi-y, kind of-ish. So we're going to listen to a random episode of Fingerspace. In just a second, I just want to remind you that this show is brought to you by PodPage. If you need a website that looks great, but you're not a techie geeky person, and you kind of want to set it and forget it, check out PodPage at podcastrodeoshow.com/podpage. And if you want to learn how to use PodPage, although there's almost no learning curve, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/learnpodpage and learn for free. That class is absolutely free. Now on to Fingerspace.
You just mentioned where I was going to tandem to, the 55s. They're actually...
Welcome to the Fingerspace Podcast, a weekly show where we will dive deep into the history, stories, and controversies surrounding the fingerboarding community.
The hell's a
Welcome to the Fingerspace Podcast. I'm your host, Nostalgia FB, and we are excited to be chatting with Brandon of Lakewood FB. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button on your streaming platform of choice.
Okay, for the record, I now know you're not talking to me. You're talking to a bunch of YouTubers, and I still don't know what the hell fingerboarding is. It sounds dirty. I took her out on a date. She let me fingerboard her.
This show is sponsored by Fingerspace Co., which provides fingerboarding gear for writers of all skill levels and budgets. Brandon, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Of course.
It's just a lazy day, so it's off to an easy start.
Yeah, I love
it. It's bad when the guest sounds better than the host.
Love the lazy Mondays. Man, so the first question we like to ask everybody that comes onto the show is, how did you hear about and get into fingerboarding?
Now that's...
Okay, I say that's a good question. It's not... Tell me a little bit about yourself. It's, when did you want to get into fingerboarding?
Question that you have to figure out if you want to constitute fingerboarding as tech decks or fingerboarding as in wooden fingerboards, because those are two very different stories. Because tech decks is fingerboarding. You can't really remove it, but... When it comes to those two stories, there's completely different ways that I got into each of those. So which one would you like to hear about? Because I can tell about one or the other.
And this would have been a good edit here. Take the one that he wants to tell and just put that there. Don't listen to us. Don't make your audience sit through figuring out, well, which one are we going to use?
About both, but tell whichever came first.
Okay. So that's actually a lot easier to start with the beginning and then work from there, because Tech Dex was where I started. And it's a kind of long story, but I will condense it. Back when I was a kid, and just a side note, I had a family situation going on. My parents were going through a divorce. I was at my dad's parents' house, and my one uncle had like some original 1999 Tech Dex that he had from when he was a kid. And us, all the kids and my cousins and whatnot, were playing with them. But some of us got the bright idea, not me, but some of us got the bright idea to try and like stand on them and skate around. So of course our grandma was like, no, you can't do that, and took them away. So here I was like, oh, but I was having fun with the little skateboard. So when my dad picked us up, I was like, yo, can we go to Toys R Us? I want to buy a tech deck. And he's like, why do you want to buy a tech deck? I'm like, because it was fun and your brother had one. He's like, okay. So he took us to Toys R Us back in like 2007, and we bought two tech decks, one for myself and one for my younger brother who fingerboards as well. That's what got me into tech decks, and I would just used entirely those for about a solid year. And for about a half a year, didn't know about anything else. On that note, I'll segue into the wooden fingerboards, because of course that was the second question. Back in like 2008 was around when I kind of picked up wooden fingerboards. And it's so dumb, but a lot of people kind of have the same experience. I was on YouTube one day, and I was like, skateboards are made of wood. but a tech deck's made of plastic. And I typed in wooden tech deck. And next thing I knew, I started finding like all sorts of really, really old fingerboard videos, but specifically Mike Schneider's Burlingwood Old Mold review is like one of the first videos I found. And I remember he was showing the old Burlingwood Old Mold. And like at the end of the video, he's like, this board's so good. You want this board. You want this board in your hands. Like if you go find that old video, he has like this whole like silly like speech he says at the end. And ever since that point, I was like, I do want a wooden finger.
I want to hear what his next question is.
But I don't know how I'm going to get one, but I want one.
So,
and stay tuned because I'm going to tell you what the heck fingerboarding is because I just Googled it.
How did you end up getting your hands on one from when you got this initial bug and you discovered this whole new world?
So that's a good question there because I got that video instilled in me and I didn't get a wooden fingerboard right away. I was, I think, 11 or 12 at the time. So cash was not a super easy thing for me to like get my hands on per se. I didn't have like an allowance. So I was like, okay, so what am I going to do with this? One way or another, I remember doing some like yard work or something like that to get some cash together. And I ended up buying a board off of a company back in the day called Radtastic. That was run by a girl named Allison Ta. I remember buying that board, waiting a couple days in the mail back in the day that it came in, and then getting it and being like, wow, this board is so good. I put grip tape and like tech deck trucks and wheels on it. And I remember riding it around and being like, this is so different than a tech deck. That eventually led into seeing videos about making fingerboards. And
wow, that was loud. Okay, so I'm giving it the horse whinny. The only thing I would change about this is I wouldn't call it finger space. You do have it in the title, a fingerboarding podcast. Okay, when you have to put a tagline, that's there. Fingerboarding is a miniature version of skateboarding. People, quotation marks here, skate with their fingers on tiny skateboards. I am not making this up. And yes, there's a podcast about it. The boards are often made of wood or plastic and have a sandpapery grip tape on the top and skateboard graphics underneath. There are videos of this I'll put in the show notes. So for me, the reason I like this show, now first things first, you gotta fix your audio. Mr. Host Person, I like the fact that you got to it fairly quickly, and I liked your first question. When did you know you want to get into this? How did you get the board? So you're right into the content here. So I like that, and I like the fact that it's a hyper niche show, but you have to fix your audio, Mr. Host Person. It is not good when your guest sounds better than you do. Now I'm going to go try to find fingerboard or finger space, a fingerboarding podcast. Now in my head, the first place I would go is fingerspace.com. The cool thing is when I typed in fingerspace into Google, fingerspace.co came up, and now their name makes even more sense because fingerspace, and I'm not making this up, make accessories like little ramps and wheels and stuff so that you can skateboard with your fingers. Okay, I didn't know this was a thing. It's wild. It's crazy. And I can't wait to, when we're done here, I'm going to go to YouTube and watch people fingerboard. Okay, wow. So this is a great, I would say the only thing I would change, and normally I don't comment on your website. On your website at the top, I would put a link to the podcast. I had to scroll to find it. So there you go. Fix your audio. I'm going to have to email him and say, hey, dude, quit using a Yeti or whatever you're using there. So thank you so much for listening to the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you would like to support the show and you like it because you're like, I don't really need a review, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/support. You can buy me a coffee. You can donate, whatever you want to do to help keep the lights on here. Because guess what? You know how last week you said you were going to do that and then you thought, I bet somebody else did. Guess what? Nobody did. It's your turn to go to podcastrodeoshow.com/support and click on either the PayPal button or the Buy Me a Coffee button if you want to hear this show next week. Thanks so much. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that there's always room for improvement. And thanks for joining me on my quest to rid the world of boring podcasts. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.